Welcome to episode 327 of Hit the Mic with B, Stacey Harris. All right, guys, as we have just a couple of days left in December, I wanted to sort of stay on this track that we've had going about reviewing things and making sure we're on track for our goals. And I'm talking about this around the New Year's because, honestly, this is when most people are most likely to take action on this content. But this is something you can do anytime. So if you happen to have found this episode in June, do this then. This is not a, okay, well, when December happens, then I'll do this, or I'll pay attention to this next year. This is something that you need to be looking at and thinking about regularly. And that's really around this idea of not making it hard for people to pay you, not making it hard for customers to say yes, for clients to book time. So there's a couple of things that I want you to look at. And we're going to touch on the most obvious one first, but that's your website and your sales pages. And by this, I mean, does your website have sales pages? And I know that sounds like a kind of ridiculous question, but I encourage you to really look at your website. Is there actually a place where people can go on and book something, purchase something, take an action that gets them towards giving you money, or even better, just straight up give you money? Pay attention that that's actually there. It's easy to think it's there and it not be there. A great example from my own experience where I messed this up big time for like a year, maybe a year and a half, was I have a speakers page on my website because I speak. However, there was not a contact form on it. Now, there's another contact page on my website, but I wasn't making it easy for people to enter their information and say, hey, we'd like you to come speak at such and such event. So I made it really difficult for potential customers to say yes, for someone to pay me. So go back and make sure that's there. I remember early in my business, I had my consult page and I did the same thing. There was no payment button on there. There was no way to actually hit the button. They had to email me or send a contact and say they wanted to book me, and then I had to send them an invoice. So I made clients go through this unnecessary steps to actually work with me. So look at your sales pages. Make sure there's payment buttons. Make sure those payment buttons work. Make sure those payment buttons don't end up on links that are broken. This is something I actually experienced on somebody else's website recently. I went to go buy something and I couldn't because the payment buttons were broken. And this was an evergreen product. It wasn't something they were launching. It was just somebody had recommended it to me. They had gone through the course when this person ran it live and they were like, it's fantastic. You should check it out. So I went to go check it out. And the payment buttons went to a link, but it was just a payment processor homepage, like website homepage for me to sign in. It wasn't a place where I could make a purchase. It was going to sign me into my account on PayPal. So that's not going to work out real well. I did email them and say, hey, I think this might be broken. But go and check those things. Make sure your buttons are working. Make sure your buttons are there. Make sure your buttons look different than the rest of your text on your page. Give us a clear look at where the call to action is. Make sure there's a call to action. Make it easy for us to purchase. And this is going to be your sales pages for sure. But also on your website, make sure there's actually a link to those pages in the menu bars on the website. This is something a client of mine did. We were driving a ton of traffic to her free content, but then there was nothing to take them to this next step. She even had mentioned it and mentioned this program in blog posts, but there was no link to the actual sales page, and it wasn't in the menu, and it wasn't on the sidebar, and it wasn't in anywhere. It existed. We were running ad traffic to it, retargeting traffic, but it wasn't just like there. It wasn't someplace you could easily find it. And so it's literally a mistake I think all of us have made at one point or another in some way. We all have that story. So as you're going through this, don't be like, how could I do that? We all have done it, everyone. But don't make it hard for people to pay you. Don't make it hard for people to say yes, because they need the help. The next thing I want you to look at is a little less obvious, but it's critical that you look at the first stuff first. Next, though, I want you to look at your sales funnels. We talked about sales funnels a couple of weeks ago on the show, and sales funnels are amazing because they help get your customer right where your customer needs to be, because they don't know what they don't know. They don't know that your program is the bee's knees and just going to solve all their problems. They don't know that because they don't know that they're looking for it. They just know that they're unhappy with where they are. So by sending them through a sales funnel, helping them get there, helping them be reassured that you are the value point, that you do know what you're talking about, that you can help them, going through and knowing that this is the solution, this is the thing that's going to change whatever issue they're having, and then saying, okay, now here it is. Jump in, make the commitment. That's what a sales funnel is for. And again, we've talked about sales funnels before. I will put a link in the show notes to that episode. Check out that episode if you're struggling with sales funnels. Even better, join us backstage. We've got a sales funnel training in there. But make sure you have them in place. And if you don't, jot one down. It doesn't have to be a super complicated sales funnel. It doesn't have to be miles and miles of automations and sequences and if-thens and, okay, so they start here and they go through this and this and this and this, and like 47 things later, they get a sales page. It can be really simple. For example, I've got a lot of content and ads that feed into the top of my funnel. That content feeds into an email opt-in. That email opt-in gives you a tripwire of a trial for the membership, or also alongside of that, there's more content. If you say yes right then, you do the tripwire and you're in the membership site. Or if you say no, and this is the only place where it really splits off, you get some follow-up content. And you get follow-up content either way, but you get follow-up content and you get more call to actions to join in on the trial. It's that simple. It doesn't have to be this sort of ornate thing. It just needs to be there because, again, this is what's helping your audience, your community, your potential clients know that this is the right yes. Okay? All right. Number three. Make sure you have your systems in place to get paid. I go back to my example from earlier where I had to, when somebody wanted to book a one-on-one, an hour one-on-one call with me, they would have to submit a form and then I would send them an invoice and then we would work out dates. It's a lot of effort. Now, what people do is they go to my calendar, they pick a time, they process their payment right through my scheduler, and they're booked on my calendar. They don't ever have to talk to me until it's time for our call. They can see right there before they make a purchase if my availability is going to work for them. It's that simple. So there's nothing standing between them. There's no time for them to talk themselves out of the purchase or not be able to justify the purchase. They know they needed a solution. They find the solution. They book the solution. It's as simple as that. The same is true for backstage. They land on the sales page. They sign up. They're in. All of that is automated through the checkout system and my membership site. It is all systemized. So the last thing I want you to look at is, now that you've got your funnels in place, now that you've got your website and your sales pages really gearing towards those sales, make sure that the other end of that purchase is also systemized, especially for those of you who are adding passive revenue, where you have evergreen programs or a one-to-many model or a membership model or something like that. That's when it's absolutely critical that you have this stuff systemized, because no one wants to have to email you and say, hey, I'd like to buy your ebook, and then you send them a PayPal invoice for the, $3.99 or whatever it is, and then they get it because you then see the purchase comes through and then you email it to them. No, there's too many tools. There's too many systems. And if you want to talk tools, if you want to talk systems, join us backstage, because that's the place we all talk about these resources. I'll share more about what I use. If you check out thestacyharris.com/resources, you'll find some of my resources. But the best place to be to extend this conversation, to get serious about this review, and making sure that you're making it easy for customers to say yes, is to join us backstage. So go to hitthemicbackstage.com and we can talk about your specific needs and your specific model in your specific business. All right. I will see you backstage.